The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
We now return to Rabbi Daniel Lapin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network.
What do you think would be the reaction if a baker or a photographer said, I do not want to be involved in a wedding between two Wall Street bankers? Mr. Jones and Miss Smith have announced their engagement, and their picture showed up in the style section of the New York Times, and wonderful and very successful, financially affluent bankers. And a baker said, you know what? I know they contracted with me, or they came to me for a wedding cake. I don't want to do it. I don't want to make a cake. I believe bankers are bad. I think financiers are awful. I think rich people are revolting, and I do not want to build. People would have applauded them. Oh, you got wonderful principles. You got wonderful standards. That's great. That's absolutely terrific. But if a baker says, my standards preclude me from making a cake for a homosexual couple, oh, there, you're terrible, right? Okay, so here's another example of where we see that society is tolerant of almost anything that two people wish to do sexually, incredibly intolerant of what people wish to do economically. Private arrangements and private deals. So here, private are completely within the purview of governmental control and societal sanction. And so what we find is that the guiding principle of society seems to be that what people want to do sexually is nobody else's business. What people want to do financially is everybody's business. Weird. And I want to give you perhaps the most disturbing example. So I'm going back to a popular magazine that ran a cover story a little while ago called The Greatest Love Stories of All Time, something like that. And let me tell you who some of the legendary couples described in this popular magazine, right? You'll see it on the checkout stand of every market. And again, if they were advertisers on the show, I'd tell you their name, but we're strictly commercial here. So, and by the way, like everything else I say, my opinion, this, I'm not speaking for the Blaze, and obviously I'm not speaking for Glenn or for anybody else. My opinion strictly. Okay, so the greatest love stories. Let's hear about the greatest love stories. Why don't you fill in the missing names? Richard Burton and? Come on, you know. Well, of course, Elizabeth Taylor. That was one of them. Here's another legendary couple described in this popular magazine's feature story on great love stories. King Edward VIII of England and? Yeah, that's right. Wallace Simpson. I think they met at the Del Coronado Hotel in San Diego. Really one of my favorite boating destinations. We sailed down the coast from Los Angeles area, from Marina Del Rey. And usually we'd overnight it, as the sun was coming up, we'd have Point Loma, if you're familiar with the San Diego geography, and we'd sail into San Diego Bay, past at least one gigantic aircraft carrier of the U.S. Navy, and then continuing under the Coronado Bridge, and then hang a right, or as we sailors say, turn to starboard, and into Glorieta Bay, and we would drop the hook right off the Del Coronado Hotel. And I remember in the picture galleries, the sort of history of the hotel, I'm pretty sure they spoke about Edward of England and Wallace Simpson. Let me give you another one, also featured in this magazine, describing, oh, the greatest love stories ever. Frank Sinatra and, go on, you got to know this one. That's right, Ava Gardner. Here's an easy one. Clark Gable and, come on, Carol Lombard, of course. Now, you know, these are sort of like of an earlier generation, but and I wasn't living in America at the time, but I do have a sense of the extent to which these screen idols ran the culture in a way that isn't even true today. First of all, I think there are many more today. Secondly, there are other distracting interests. And so today, what happens in the day-to-day peccadilloes of so-called celebrities or entertainment stars, not quite as compelling as it was when the papers and the gossip columns hung on everything that Clark Gable did with his paramour and lover, Carole Lombard. Can I give you one more? All right, last one. Spencer Tracy, this one everybody knows, right? Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn, of course. And here is the interesting thing, all right? I want to point out something which I'm sure that has already occurred to you, but the magazine talking about the greatest love stories of all time, the magazine saw fit to omit. What is it? Well, at the time of his great love story with Elizabeth Taylor, Richard Burton was actually married to the mother of his two young daughters. His wife's name was Sybil Burton. That wasn't mentioned. I wonder how Sybil Burton felt about Richard Burton's great love affair with Elizabeth Taylor. Let's keep going. Edward of England, the future King Edward VIII of England, although, of course, he abdicated and never became king, his lover was Wallace Simpson. But a point, again, conveniently omitted by the magazine, is that she was Mrs. Wallace Simpson. Get it? Yes, she was married to her husband, Mr. Ernest Simpson. And the fact that I've got to imagine that Mr. Ernest Simpson was less than delighted about his wife's great love story, it certainly didn't stop the possible King of England from consummating his great love affair. Let's keep going. Frank Sinatra was actually committing adultery with Ava Gardner. Right? Never mind greatest love story of all time. Frank Sinatra was actually married and had three children, but he still was engaged in the great love story with Ava Gardner. The magazine also mentioned, you'll recall, Clark Gable and Carole Lombard. And it's, again, conveniently forgotten that while Clark Gable was engaged in this great love affair with Carole Lombard, he was actually married to Mrs. Rhea Gable. How about Spencer Tracy? Right, the great Spencer Tracy. And yes, indeed, a fantastic actor. But when the magazine was talking about his fantastic love affair, story of the century, with Katharine Hepburn, he was actually married at the time to Mrs. Louise Tracy. And so all of these couples that were hailed in popular culture as having these incredibly wonderful love affairs were in all reality, truthfully, engaged in adultery. And that was fine. It was no problem at all. You see, whatever people want to do consensually, sexually, is just fine. It's nobody else's business. And to the extent that it is, we celebrate it. It's wonderful because they were in love. They wanted each other. I think you'll probably remember when Woody Allen engaged in, I think, what most people would consider to be an inappropriate sexual relationship a little while back. People did say to him, and so, you know, by the way, the reason it wasn't automatically approved, although for the most part it didn't matter, but the only reason it didn't is because the woman involved was much younger than he, and was a stepdaughter. She was a daughter of the woman he was living with or married to. Anyway, bottom line is that the classic response from the filmmaker Woody Allen was, the heart wants what the heart wants, as if that explains it. And so therein we find one of the most profound and compelling contrasts between conservatism and liberalism.
Spilling ancient solutions to modern problems in areas of family, faith, friendship, and finance. This is Rabbi Daniel Lappin, on demand, on the Blaze Radio Network.